Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of May 2018. Supreme Court has directed the centre to pay 5 lakh rupees each to 7 Hajj tour operators as compensation for disqualifying them in 2016 for non-compliance of the clauses for which they were exempted. Supreme Court has asked the Union Water Resources Secretary to appear before it on the 14th of May with the draft for implementation of its ruling on water sharing between the southern riparian states of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Kerala and Union Territory of Puducherry. Supreme Court has said that it may ask the Kerala government to reinvestigate the role of the then SIT officers who had framed former scientist S. Nambinarayanan in the ISRO espionage case, but ruled out the possibility of any departmental action against them due to the passage of time. Delhi High Court has allowed the sale of unencumbered shares of the firms of former promoters of India's Ranbaxy Laboratories Limited and listed companies to repay the 35 billion rupee arbitration award in favour of Japanese pharma major Daiichi Sankyo. Calcutta High Court has observed that no road must be completely blocked and made inaccessible to pedestrians or to motor traffic by reason of holding of a meeting, rally, procession, and a reasonable part of every road street must be kept free of blockage and open to pedestrians and motor traffic. Madras High Court has reiterated that compensation payable for the death of employees must be based on the wages payable under the Minimum Wages Act, 1948. Unless the employee's actual wages exceed the minimum wage. Madras High Court has directed the state to issue instruction to all law enforcing authorities, including police stations and revenue officials across the state, clearly stating that public servants abetting offence of sand smuggling will be punished under the Gundas Act. Bombay High Court has upheld the state government's power to levy and recover unearned income if leasehold rights in government lands are transferred or assigned to another person or entity. Bombay High Court has taken cognizance of the issue pertaining to shortage of police escort parties to produce undertrials before a court and its impact not only on the inmates but also on the trial altogether. Calcutta High Court has directed the State Election Commission to accept the nominations of candidates who have filed it online. Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, has amended the Companies, Meetings of Board and Its Powers, Rules 2014 by the Companies, Meetings of Board and Its Powers, Amendment Rules 2018, which allows director to participate through video conferencing or other audio-visual in a meeting. Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, has amended Companies, Appointment and Qualification of Directors, Rules, 2014 by the Companies, Appointment and Qualification of Directors, Second Amendment Rules, 2018 that aims to restrict the qualifications of an independent director. Central Government has framed Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India, Form of Annual Statement of Accounts, Rules, 2018 prescribing norms for maintenance of accounts by IBBI. Assam government has notified that the provisions of the e-way rules for interstate movement of goods will be applicable from the 16th of May 2018. Maharashtra government has notified that the provisions of the e-way bill will be applicable for interstate movement of goods from the 25th of May 2018. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Principal Bench has admitted Union Bank of India's, UBI's, plea seeking initiation of insolvency proceedings against Euro Infra Engineering Limited for recovery of 681.04 crore rupees. Along with an overdue external commercial borrowing of $11.97 million.